Welcome to Classic Comedy of Old Time Radio. I'm your host, Ron Eckelbarger. Here is another classic Bob Hope show. This is episode number 276, and it originally aired on November 6th, 1945. Here now is Bob Hope with his special guest, Victor Mature.
Starring Bob Hope and his special guest, Victor Mature.
Thank you. How about the lights there? All right, huh? I don't trust myself. How do you do, ladies and gentlemen? This is Bob San Diego Naval Hospital Hope. Yes, sir. Tonight we're down here in San Diego among all these beautiful nurses and waves to do a broadcast. It says here, you know what? You know what a wave is? That's a sailor that gets liberty but won't give any. And we have beautiful nurses here, too. That's a gal who takes your fever and at the same time turns into an eager beaver. Yes, sir. These waves here released a man for active duty. Now they want to get out and go looking for him. Affectionate feeling toward these waves, and I know how they feel toward me, too. But they don't like to say it's mutual because that's another network, and that's where the joke should be, too. But I wanted to bring Crosby with me tonight, but he wouldn't come. The last time he was here, they tried to get him to enlist. They wanted to use his girdle for a pup tent. But I love it here. I visited the waves barracks today. It was wonderful until my wig fell off. These gals sleep in bunks, and I don't know if they're narrow or not, but they're the only waves in the country that sleep at attention. And these waves are so cute. I said to one of them, "Whose little daughter might you be?" And she said, "An admiral's if I could do it over again." And soon a lot of these girls will be back in civilian clothes again. Yes, sir, they're all waiting for their shape to come in. Yes, sir, pretty soon we'll all be able to get a look at what we've been whistling at. But they've got to be careful. I know a wave who got out last week, put on high heels and blacked out from the altitude. I won't say these girls are interested in their civilian clothes, but the guy who runs a local dress shop has to spend the first 2 hours every morning scraping lipstick off his front window. I know one wave who got married right after she got out. She didn't wait to get married. It's just she didn't want to get married. It's just that she'd been in the Navy so long she couldn't get out of the habit of saying, "Yes, sir." And I saw a wave of the sailor walking down the street outside the hospital with their arms around each other. I said, "Love?" The sailor said, "No, we came in on the same bus and our dog tags got locked."
Saturday night is the loneliest night in the week, 'cause that's the night that my sweetie and I used to dance cheek to cheek. I don't mind Sunday night at all, 'cause that's the night friends came to call. Monday to Friday go fast, and another week is past. But Saturday night is the loneliest night in the week. I sing the song that I sang from the memory I usually see, until I hear you at the door, until you're in my arms once more. Saturday night is the loneliest night in the week. until I hear you at the door, until you're in my arms once more. Saturday night, the loneliest night in the week.
A lot of these waves are going to get married when they leave the service. Tonight I want to present one of Hollywood's most eligible bachelors. Here he is, a man with the physique of Clark Gable, the personality of Ronald Coleman, the charm of Charles Boyer.
Hey, Clow.
Well, aren't you going to tell these girls who you are?
Oh, sure. I'm a current May Cap Lute a private snafu.
So tell me, snafu, how do you like it right here in the middle of all these waves?
just call me Splash Gordon.
Oh, that's swell. Well, I still can't understand how these waves go for you.
Well, you see, I got a lot of personality today. They like the way I kiss.
They like the way you kiss. Well, how do you kiss?
The same way I talk. You know, Mr. Hope, I've been thinking of marrying one of these waves.
Oh, well, listen, snafu, you're young, you have plenty of money, you can go where you please and do what you please. What do you gain by getting married?
A woman.
Well, why do you want to get married, snafu?
Oh, yeah, because I'm full of love and... I better stop rowing. I'm getting seasick.
Well, have you picked out the wave you want to marry?
Oh, sure. I took her out driving last night in my car.
Well, I suppose you made sure you didn't have enough gas.
Oh, you don't have to worry about that with a wave.
You don't?
No. They punch a hole in the tank before you start.
Langford.
Imagine me with my head on your shoulder and you with your lips getting bolder, a sky full of moon and a sweet mellow tune up by the dream. Imagine me in a gown, white and flowery, and you thanking Dad for my dowry. A church full of folks and those last minute jokes up by the dream. A honeymoon in Cairo in a brand new Autogyro, then home by rocket. In a wing, we'll settle down near Dallas in a little plastic palace. It's not as crazy as you think. Imagine me on our first anniversary with someone like you in the nursery. It doesn't sound bad, and if it can be had, these bunks are so comfortable. I'll just fluff up my pillow. Lucky I have one of the softer ones. Just think, a few more days and I'll be out of the waves and on my way back to New Potato, Idaho. Gee, I can see my boyfriend Robert waiting for me at the station now. What a wonderful dream. Platform. Yoo-hoo, Robert!
Yoo-hoo!
Are you glad to see me?
Does that answer your question?
Oh, Robert, I'm so happy.
Me too. Yippee, yippee!
Robert, stop running up and down the platform like that. You've got splinters in your hands. So you're really glad I'm out of the waves, huh, Robert?
Yeah, Francie, of course I'll miss the allotment. What kind of a uniform is that?
Seersucker. And gee, now that I'm out of the Navy, I don't know what to do with it.
Yeah, it's too bad. I already have awnings. Say, but I'll find a use for that wave hat.
What could you use a wave hat for?
Well, old man Simpson down at the general store needs a sugar scoop.
Cute. You know, Robert, I showed the girls in the barracks your picture, and I told them you were my dream man.
You told them I was your dream man? Mm-hmm. Did they say anything?
No, they just chipped in and bought me a new mattress.
Just for that, I got a good notion to make you walk home.
Oh, Robert, you brought Dobbin in your buggy to the station.
Mm-hmm.
How nice. Let's get in.
Okay. Get in.
Dobbin's tail is tied to the axle.
Yeah, I'm too poor to buy a harness.
But that must hurt him. Isn't there anything you can do about it, Robert?
Nope, one of us has got to pull this buggy, and he's got the longest tail.
Why, Robert, you're holding my hand.
Yeah. I got to tell Ma to start cooking the meat a little longer. Hey, but I've been planning... Gotta stop living in that tree, you know. I've been planning to propose to you, Francie. See, I even got a ring here. Watch, I'll slip it on the daintiest, prettiest, most beautiful finger in the whole world. There.
My, it's lovely, Robert. Now, let me try it on. Say, Robert, look, we're passing a justice of the peace.
Well, let's not. Whoa, Dobbin. Boy, I wonder if the Justice of the Peace is home. I'll knock on the door.
Quick, off my lap, honey. The old bat is home early tonight.
Come right in, folks.
Are you the Justice of the Peace?
That's right, Hope. J.P. Colonna, champion for tranquility in the American home, proponent of the virtues of the sacred institution of marriage. Also, Marine Shanghai from Camp Pendleton for low point waves.
This isn't quite what I expected.
Well, I'll have you know this is a very respectable place. Young ladies without escorts will positively not be married.
Well, what do you think I am?
Come again.
I say, what do you think I am?
That and two figures out the Navy point system are the two greatest mysteries of the universe.
Well, look, I'm a groom, and I want to talk to you about my bride.
It's a lie.
Tell me, do you marry anyone who comes along?
Yes, anyone at all. Of course, it works out better if they're couples.
But I'd like to marry Robert here.
Well, things are tough all over. Now, which wedding do you want, Hope, the $5 or the $2 wedding?
Well, what's the difference?
Well, with a $5 wedding, you get organ music.
And the $2 wedding?
I just wear squeaky shoes. But enough of this fol-de-rol. First, I kiss the bride.
Darling, you're so lovely.
So gorgeous.
Oh, now, Judge, take it easy. Remember, I'm here.
Okay, pucker up, and I'll get to you in a minute. All right, Hope, I'm ready to marry you.
Did you hear that, Francie? My little peach?
Yes, Robert, my little plum.
And I'll pronounce you fruit salad. Now, before I make this legal, is there anyone who objects to this way of getting married? Let him speak now. Those sailors from the West Virginia never give up, do they?
Here comes Skinny Innes.
I'm as restless as a willow in a windstorm. I'm as jumpy as a puppet on a string. I'd say that I have spring fever, but I know it isn't spring. I'm starry-eyed and vaguely discontented, like a nightingale without a song to sing. Oh, why should I have spring fever when it heals and heals in spring? I keep wishing I was somewhere else, walking down a strange new street, hearing words that I've never heard from a girl I've yet to meet. I'm as busy as a spider spinning daydreams. I'm as giddy as a baby on a swing. I haven't seen a crocus or a rosebud or a robin on the wing. But I feel so gay in a melancholy way that it might as well be spring. It might as well be spring. Busy as a spider spinning daydreams. I'm as giddy as a baby on a swing. I haven't seen a crocus or a rosebud or a robin on the wing. But I feel so gay in a melancholy way that it might as well be spring. It might as well be spring.
Better known stars who chose to serve in one of the unsung branches of our armed forces, the United States Coast Guard, which spearheaded all our successful landings around the globe. Here he is, that former bosun's mate, better known as that beautiful hunk of man, Victor Mature, right here.
Thanks. Thanks, all you girls, and Bob likewise. You know, if I'd known we were going to have this kind of an audience, I'd have brought my whistle.
Oh, but you don't need it. You can just reach out and tap him on the shoulder with those eyelashes. Hey, get a load of those eyelashes.
Wait a minute, Bob. My eyelashes aren't so long.
Well, I don't know, but you and Van Johnson are the only two guys in Hollywood who can wink at a girl and give her pneumonia at the same time.
It's a lie. Thanks for inviting me down here, Bob.
Well, now that the war is over, a lot of these ways will be getting married, Victor, and before they pick out their husbands, I thought they'd like to see what a gorgeous hunk of man looks like. And, of course, I thought they'd like to see you, too. Is your studio still calling you the beautiful hunk of man?
No, Bob. You see, since I went in, the girls have changed. They go for Sinatra's type now.
Oh, so they don't call you the beautiful hunk?
No, they told me to lose 90 pounds, and then they'll bill me as the gorgeous sliver.
Tell me, Victor, the boys in the Coast Guard called you the hunk of man?
Yes, with variations.
Well, you know, you don't have to worry about too much attention down here because I'm very popular down here.
Do you really think you appeal to these girls?
Of course I do, Vic. When I came in the gate today, a wave threw her arms around me and kissed me.
Yes, I saw her, Bob. How long has your mother been stationed here?
Oh, she hasn't been here long. She came over when they disbanded the paratroopers.
Well, don't tell me your mother was a paratrooper.
Oh, sure. She's a big success at everything she tries.
Really? Well, how does she explain you?
Be careful. Don't give me any of your lip.
And why not?
You want me to look like Boyer? What was your first big break in show business, Victor?
A part I had with Gertrude Lawrence in Lady in the Dark.
Lady in the Dark. Is that the name of a play or a description of Balboa Park on Saturday night?
I'm talking about a play.
What do you think I'm talking about? Now that you're back in Hollywood, Victor, I guess you're working in pictures again.
Yes, Bob. Every day it's the same routine. I'm making love to Betty Grable, making love to June Haver, making love to Elvira Cronkite.
Who's Elvira Cronkite?
My landlady. It's tough to get an apartment these days.
Well, you know, Vic, all these ways are going across the border to get Mexican souvenirs to take back home and then discharge.
Aye.
Well, look at your script. That's CC.
I was looking at the audience.
Aye.
Hey. Hey, Pedro.
Yes. Yes, Pancho. Pancho.
Yes, Pedro.
There, that is enough talk for one day, I think. Hey, Pedro, what are you doing up on one elbow? You've been eating Wheaties again? And how come business so bad this morning? Didn't you paint that cut rate sign?
Cut rate? I thought you said cutthroat.
Pedro, a question bothers me. Caramba, it bothers me.
Yes, Pancho.
These Mildred Pierce, what is it she did?
Who knows? I sat in the balcony with a wave. Pancho, you lazy guy. How come you got such white teeth?
Oh, quiet, Pedro. Here comes the customer.
Hello, boy.
What can we do for you, miss?
I'd like to see something in silk stockings.
Me too. I am laugh. I make big joke, no?
No.
Fresh?
That joke not so fresh. Say, I know a way of sitting on bench over there. I go over and see if I can have fun.
Well, how you make out?
I don't know. She say hi, Pancho. I pincho, she puncho.
The boss is asleep in back. I wake him. Oh, boss, wake up.
Okay. Oh, say, what's happening? Turn the lights on. It's dark in here. I can't see. Oops, I'm all right now.
Well, what was wrong, boss? Why couldn't you see?
The silly me, I forgot to raise my eyelids. Ah, but I very depressed today. Last night I was out with the señorita from Tampico.
How'd she act?
Muy loco.
What caused that?
Ramen coco.
What kind of a drinker was she?
Soco.
How'd you end up?
Broco.
So is that joko. You know, you get new stock in today, maybe, boss?
Oh, maybe do, but I can't do anything now. You got to do business here. Not enough of this loafing. I want you to sweep up the floor. Watch. I'll show you how to do it.
Look, Pancho, don't you wish you had a mustache like that?
But now, get to work. Sweep the floor.
Oh, no, Senor Colonna, we do not feel like working. We feel like singing. Come on, Pedro, let us show him. La cucaracha, la cucaracha. La cucaracha, la cucaracha.
I had to do it on this program. We can't stand anymore. Cuckoos.
All of a sudden, my heart sings. When I remember little things. The way you dance and hold
I want to thank Victor Mature for the swell job he did for us tonight. It's back to work for him in 20th Century Fox's Technicolor picture, Three Little Girls in Blue. And you know, these girls were handed a big chunk of this war, and they worked hard and long and faithfully. Victory left them with as many responsibilities as they had during the war, all vital to the kind of peace their brothers and husbands and sweethearts went through hell for. And it's just as important to hold on to your war bonds. I wish I could tell you how I felt when I walked through the wards today at the hospital and saw these waves of nurses on the job. That'd be pretty novel wordage in my type of routine. Maybe it's enough to say they work hard, and the hours they put in are about the same hours the rest of us put in breathing, and that they're really taking care of that guy in the oxygen tent who might be your son. When he wants a drink of water in the middle of the night, he gets it. He's hard work, this kid in the oxygen tent. He's hard work, and he knows it, but he also knows these girls love it. This isn't a recruiting pitch, and there's nothing to buy, but I just wanted to tell you that I've seen these waves of nurses here in the Naval Hospital at San Diego, and the new front line is holding up great. Good night.
Victor John Mature was born in 1913 in Louisville, Kentucky. In the 1930s, he moved to California and began studying acting at the Pasadena Community Playhouse. For 3 years, he lived in a tent in the backyard of a fellow student. In 1939, he was signed by Hal Roach. His acting career was interrupted during World War II when he served in the Coast Guard, as you heard on this episode. Later, he made his most famous movies, My Darling Clementine, in which he played Doc Holliday to Henry Fonda's Wyatt Earp, Samson and Delilah with Hedy Lamarr, and The Robe. He retired from acting in the early 60s, but came out of retirement for several films during the 70s. A couple of interesting quotes from interviews that he gave. In a 1971 interview, he said this about retiring: "I was never that crazy about acting. I had a compulsion to earn money, not to act. So I worked as an actor until I could afford to retire. I wanted to quit while I could still enjoy life. I like to loaf. Everybody told me I'd go crazy or die if I quit working." Yeah? Well, what a lovely way to die. And then in a 1980 interview, he said he was pretty proud of about 50% of my motion pictures. Demetrius and the Gladiators wasn't bad. The Robe and Samson and Delilah weren't bad. I made 72 of them, and I made close to $18 million. So what the hell? I don't know. A funny guy. But 72 films and $18 million. Not bad at all. Victor Mature died in 1999 at the age of 86. Please send your questions and comments to host@classiccomedyotr.com. Come back next Wednesday for another episode of The Pepsodent Show starring Bob Hope. And check in on Friday for the next installment of The Life of Riley. Until we meet again, in the words of Jay Leno, how come you never see a headline like "Psychic Wins Lottery"?